Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. And set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotten living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank you,
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry. You're there, ain't got no job. You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're stepping it. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning. Yes. I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator,
yes,
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yes.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yes.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yes.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank you.
I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've
yes.
been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering
yes.
too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready. And he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way made down south. They got big homes. And you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching. He was with pain. And cancer set in. Sickness set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to play with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and said, look,
yeah.
I own my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faith to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, I may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people's unwise, contrary, don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Yes.
Like we, I have loved you. We done come short this morning. But I know you're able. And I believe that you will. See bottles down here. We are strangers. A long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening.
Yes.
Oh God, have mercy this evening. Be served, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody's daughter's in on the comb. Somebody
run is on the
hallelujah. Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places. I love to call you. Your name do something for me. It satisfies my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
Can't
tell the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. If I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
We thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you,
Lord. And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015, you're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to say that for God I live,
oh, thank
for God
you.
I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know,
yes,
that you had hassles up and down.
Yeah.
Back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yes.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be,
thank you,
He's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion flow.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank you.
You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
yeah.
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, 30 says, seek first the kingdom of God,
well,
and all his righteousness.
Yeah.
I want you to seek God, because in 1913,
yeah.
In 2014,
yeah.
All the stuff that the devil stole, your marriage,
yeah.
Your job, your sickness,
yeah.
God's going to restore it in 2014.
Thank
Get
you.
Ready for an overflow blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it to come.
Thank you.
All the stuff
Thank
that
you
stole, God's going to restore your job,
Thank
your health.
Thank you.
God's going to do it right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Call it down.
Yes,
in
sir.
The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
I call it to right now.
Right now.
You,
yes.
You, your blessing,
thank you.
Your miracle,
thank
is on its way.
Thank
Glory, hallelujah. I see it coming.
Thank
it's
you.
Right there.
Right now.
Grab hope to
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
At
you.
Home, in the hospital,
thank you,
walking
Jesus.
Down the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's faith on giving everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
Devil,
thank
have
you.
Loose
thank
my
you. Thank you. Thank
have
you.
Loose my blues.
Thank
in
you.
The name
Jesus.
Of the Father.
Yes.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God, so that cancer's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cancel out.
Woo.
That high blood, that high condition, I cancel out.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
All that roasting at the liver, I cancel out
Thank
right
you.
Now. Those cataracts, I cancel out.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
and you
heal. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus, right now, you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As we get ready to go to the next level, as doors open up tonight, it's divine healing night. We're talking about divine healing. I want you to get ready. I was just meditating a little bit for divine healing. I say, Christmas Day, Jesus, the reason for the season. Don't forget to feed somebody, clothe somebody, try to show love. Wherever you might go, let it be a focus for you. I want to thank Mother Payton and Brother Payton for that. We just want to keep on going because we want this to be a blessing for you today.
Now, what I want to say tonight, Jesus is reading for the season. This is divine. This is Saturday night, divine healing night. This is Christmas. You're sitting around the table with your family eating. And I hope you pray. We got a virus out there. But since I said this is divine healing night, I mean that God will heal your body. And I want to say this tonight. There will be another virus coming right after this world problem for 2022. There will be strange things happening in the atmosphere. There will be discovery of new planets. One planet got water on it, one planet got oxygen on it. Get ready for problems for 2022. I want you to be a part of that. And I want you to get that book. And I want to say to you, if you got a need, this is the last month in the year. You need to get ready for God. I'm praying happy birthday to you, Dr. Gibson. Happy birthday to you, Bright Star. Sister Darcy, happy birthday to you. All them that birthday in December, Amiel is the angel of the birthday, and all my birthday people, happy birthday to God bless you. Get ready for 2022 to be a breakthrough. Somebody says debt free. God wants to do something special for you, but you need to see. Somebody, you need, I'm saying 27 people need to plant a seed. And you need to, as I speak tonight, go to my website, seedamamsite.com, or you can go to my phone call, go to Box 28, 9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Now, you need to get, but you want God to do something for you. You want God to open the door for you. And let me tell you this thing. If God opened that door for you, it'd be a blessing for you. And God opened that door for you, that's going to be a deliverance and a blessing for you. And that's what's going to happen. How would you get ready for a financial, God financial covenant? And that covenant will take care of you. That covenant will open the door for you. God is the keeper of everything. And I want you to get ready for 2022 to be a blessing for you. But I want you to come to the CDM Divine Spiritual Ministry. And I want to be able to send to you the covenant, God's covenant, God's financial covenant. And once you read it, you get involved. I want you to say tonight, debt free. I want you to get that in your spirit. Going in 2022, I want to be debt free, Bishop. And the way you do that, you have to see what you want. I believe that God will do some new thing for you if you just obey God. See, some of you don't want to obey. You know, you do everything as you want to, while you don't get blessed. It's because you have to obey the prophet of God. I want tonight to tell you that I get ready to talk to you going into 2022. And you say, how my life is going to be. I was talking to a people in California. People call me gender as all as well. I want to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you, Mary Scott. I'm Scott, I'm praying for you. I'm hoping you, Mary, heart on you. If you're on the line, give me a call. I want to share something with you tonight. Know that. And I want you to understand this. Peace on the earth will work for all men. Because right now, we got wars and rumors of war. Got all kind of negative energy that's going on. We got to get ready. God will do something for us. Let me say it again. The Spirit will give me 27 people. Let me write this down. 27 people. And I want you to start out this year with $1,000 seed. And if you do extraordinary things, the bishops, well, I can't send a $5 one time. Go to you. Get your credit card. So I'm going to send so much a month that I send that. Oh, God, if you release it now, if you release your seed now, God up in heaven will release something to you. I'm going to read this in. This is God's financial testimony. Father, in the name of the Almighty God and all the ancestors, my covenant to you and my finance is given to the church, is given to help the people at home. Father, I have laid my God, I've seen it. I stand on your word. And I'm looking for a healing blessing. Opportunity is going to come my way. Somebody looking for a job. There's a job on the brick. I got that revelation knowledge. Somebody's looking for another position. You God going to give that position. You know, somebody's going to have money. And going to 2022, try to be more loving and more, let God be more for you. Divine healing tonight. And it's a scripture I want you to read. Let me put it down here. Revelation 22, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. You need to obey that for your healing. And Psalm 120, now you need to do that as God bless you. I'm talking about God's financial covenant for 2022. Now, how that opened up to you, I want to send the spirit a master Musa, and I want to send you the letter. I want to send you the book with the covenant in it for you to know. And that's Master Musa, the richest black man in the world. Not just in Chicago, in the world. He had ceded to God. And God gave him abundance of overflow of all. God gave him gold, silver. And everywhere he went, fed and clothed people. He carried 1,000 people with him. And in that, he was a blessed man. I know some of you never heard of it. Google it. Master Musa. M-A-S-E-E-R-M-U-S-A, a black man, the richest black man in the world. And if you want to be rich, you got to be around people that is rich. You got to have that spirit of success, and you got to get it from God. And once you get it from God, things will work for you. The scripture I want you to read, Genesis 13, verse 2 and 3. Thank Matthew 13 and 8, Proverbs 22 and 1, Revelation 22 and 1, Proverbs 4:22, Genesis 17 and 5. God changed the name of Abram from Abram to Abraham. I'm going to make you a problem in nation. God will make you a supply. God wants you to have more than enough. He don't want you to bow, he wants you to be delivered. 2022, it's going to work for you. 2022, go to the next level, that new business, that job, that business about to start. And when you've been in jail, you say, stop looking back, start looking forward. Stop looking what I ain't got or what you're going to get. I want you to get ready. God has blessed you. I want you to get rid of God to bless you. God is my everything. I don't know about you. Whatever I need, God got. Whatever I want, God got. Now, I want to tell you tonight, this is Christmas. It ain't coming no more to next year. Jesus, the reason for the season, I say, and all them that lost love. Now, one lady said she lost her mother today. Somebody said they lost. But I want to say this, as my father ever did not eat, and all of the loved ones or something, I'm praying for you that you're going to overcome those little monkeys. Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, wherever you might be, God says a blessing for you. And I want you to do something that you ain't never did. I want you to say, I'm planting this seed because I want 2022 for my house, for my child, for my health. Now, if you go to a hospital, they can charge you more than $1,000. But I want you to see, take down, press together, one over. With a woman, had two objects. She made it up. I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet said, no, give it to me. She obeyed the prophet. And she fed the whole neighborhood because she was obedient. And she gave okay to the prophet, and the angels were there. She got all out of come people come, and she fed and clothed people. I just want you to get ready tonight, God bless you. Get ready for a door for you. And I want you to get ready. Matthew 6:33. Speak to the kingdom of God and righteous God. Do you need a miracle? No. Are you seeking for a divine deliverance from God? Hebrews 4:12. verse 14. Are you looking to God to do something for you? I'm talking about the tree down the road, your business, whatever you're trying to do. I'm praying for you, Brother Sam Harris, up in Minnesota. I'm praying also for you that have called me, Sister Kim. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, don't give up. 2022 will be a great year for you. Jesus is the reason for the season. Christmas gone. We're getting ready to talk about what we need for God to do for us. I just feel a little. I feel that right now, I'm praying for Sister Walker, got her CMOS, praying for Sister Kim in Detroit, and she got Walker. I'm praying for Sister Annette, Sister Delta, and if you know that, put it on my internet, and when you go to Bishop Turner, you see Delta, tell her what she can do, going to buy a home. You need a financial arrangement. That's what she do. Call her to Delta, this is Delta. The bishop told you to call her. Step to the next level for healing and success and deliverance. I just see water flowing. I don't know why. The prophecy is, this is prophecy 20. I'm going to give one prophecy out of this book. There will be master tornadoes and snowstorms. That's out of California now. Earthquake in California. And in Egypt, they're going to find an opportunity with all the information you need. I got the book of Egypt, and the book of Egypt tells so much that I have to put it down. It's so strong. I can feel the energy of the ancestors. I say. Get ready for God, let me say it again, God's financial covenant for 2022. That's what you need. God's financial covenant for 2022. Where you know that you're ahead of the game, that your business is going to grow, and God's going to give you what you need, and there's an angel going to come around you. That is a voice that's going to help you in 2022. You didn't make it in 21, but 22, God's going to give you what you need. Break the curse and help you all of that. I just want to say this tonight. Get ready for God to bless you and overflow from you. And I want to tell you, Proverbs 2 and verse 7. And you read Job 33, 14, and 33. Master Muslim, and I want you to break the curses and the hexes that have got you blocked from your financial blessings. All that the devil sold, he's going to take it back. With all that the devil sold, he's going to take it back. Why? God is not everything. And once you understand God is everything, I want you to read. And I got to put this down too. Exodus 14:14. And you got to trust in God. And then I want you also read Exodus 23:20. When God sends that angel to you, don't run with God's sin. Rather, Moses is going to come to you, but God will send a special angel for you. And you release that seed. Now, I want you to release that seed for the ministry and what you want God to do for you in 2022. God will release it quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. And God will do that for you. And once God does that for you, you got to be able to understand God will send some help. If you need help in your business, it's a bad thing. It's all about the disease. And Moses took care of Abraham. They took care of men of God. The women of God always straighten things up. Y'all believe what I'm saying? So once you get ready God opened the door for you. When God opened that door for you, you can help somebody else. And you're going to send that angel. And that angel is going to come. And that angel is going to, that angel that he's seeing is going to help you in situations with your family. Now, I want to get to the 23:20. Bible says that you got to listen to him. And you want your finances to grow. You want your finances to come out quick, fast, and in early. I want you to send for this God financial covenant. I want you to read it for a month. As you begin to read it, you're going to see things change. As you read it, you're going to see financial opportunities and people with money and with ideas getting something with you. Whatever you're trying to do. Now, 2022 and 2023, we ask for a political prison to be free. Therefore, it was Larry. And I want to say about that. Larry been in jail for 20 years, Jeff been in jail for 20 years, and they have not seen what they've been told, what people said they've done. So we got SCLC, Southern People Leadership Conference, Abraham, and we're going to be dealing with Marcus Garvey movement, Mike Mason movement, Dr. King movement. We're going to be working in concert to get these people out of jail. Now, I want you to get ready because I want you to be able to have the money in your pocket in 2022. I want you to be able to feed some people and clothe some people. And I want to tell you that that's coming big bad in the early. Now, I want you to understand if the widow woman, if she had not seen that whole cake, she wouldn't have made it. And when the angel came to Abraham, he fell. They didn't ask, but he fell. And I want to tell you, God opened the door for you. Fast and early. That was Daniel in the lion's den. He prayed. The lions cannot eat him. That was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Put him in the fire furnace, and God came in. Because he was obedient to God. I want to tell you tonight, obedience is better than sacrifice. And when you obey God, right now, your financial blessing for 2022. And I want you to send for my book. And I ain't got that many copies left. The miracle of Jesus. God bless you, Lisa. Brother Joe, I'm praying for you. Brother Rain, I'm praying for you. White Star, get ready for God releasing a great blessing on you. I want you to get ready for God to do. White Star, call me. Amen. Sister Tanya in California, give me a call. Thank you, God. Sister William in Chicago, give me a call. Come call me. I just want to share myself with you tonight. Thank you, Carolyn. I see you in the future. Thank you, invite me to dinner. Sister Renee and Sister Gina, praying for y'all. Get ready, God, over the door for you. Get ready.
Put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
I want you to know, divine healing, like God is your everything. The lady who called me, said, grandbaby had the COVID when I just got it. But I want you to pray. And I want you to stay in and pray. The scriptures I told you to read will help you out of this evil that we are in. But I want to say to you just what you have to do.
So everybody put your hands together like this. That's it. We're going to have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please. Come on. A little bass, please.
God is my everything.
He's my
I want you to pick that up going in 2022. God is your everything, and I ain't tired. I don't need to get tired, because God is your everything. Tonight, as I pray for you, night of divine healing night, that God can heal your body. You know, they came up to Jesus. He healed everybody came up on the mountain. When he got to heal, he fell. Now, I want you to understand that, that God is a healer. I don't care about no virus, all the things we all say. See, somebody ain't trusting in God. Somebody ain't put all their body, mind, soul in the spirit of God. And once you put your body, mind, soul in the spirit of God, he going to give you everything. Matthew 14, verse 14 to 21. They all came up to the mountain. Jesus sat down, lame, blind, and some had disease. But everyone was healed. This thing go by faith, people. If you got to see, you see for your miracle. See, you want God to do great things for you. You have to do great things for God. See, this is the problem. People don't want to understand that God is the everything. What you need, God got it. Reach up from the moon. Maybe you fall on the star. High ground. In all thy ways, see, not of God, he will direct your path. And God will tell you the right way. That was the blind man who could not see. But when he met Jesus, he began to see. That was a lady who lost her son. But when she met Jesus, her son came alive. That Martha and Mary lost their brother. Is it Jesus? He had been here. He said, show me where Lazarus is. John, St. John 11, verse 1 and 44. Called him back. He could have called everybody back, but he called Lazarus. The Lazarus? Come forward. Lazarus is dead for 3 days. Some of you got a dead spirit. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. And God, Ezekiel, can he fall and live? Ezekiel, the Lord, I know. And God told him to prophesy to the bone. Let the wind heal. Let the elements heal. And as he prophesied to the bone, the wind heard, breath heard, and they come back. I want to tell you tonight, God can heal you from cancer, cataract, high blood, tumor, stroke. God can heal you with a broken heart. God can heal you. You done lost mother, sister, brother. How you going to make it? God will touch you. Have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, divine healing from God. And once you receive divine healing from God, it's going to be a breakthrough, quick, fast, and somebody say in a hurry. God ain't going to pray. God don't do it in a hurry. So I want to say this to you tonight. I want to leave you with this tonight. God is my everything. But I want to start this with you a little bit. I'm not tired. Don't forget, that's the Seed Abraham. Go to my website, justseedabrahamwebsite.com. All right, we spoke to you about 28997 Chicago, Illinois. If you got a need, let that be. Quick man, in a hurry.
God has come as we draw air tonight. Bless those on the Christmas day. Let them be saved in the coming home, give them driving. God, we ask you your divine benediction. Bless them that listen today. Those on down low, God, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your food. Feed where clothes on our back. We have somewhere to stay. Father God, we thank you. Good God, we have. God, we thank you tonight. What you've done on the country for 2022. God, thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The power of God. Woo! The power of God. Somebody out here. I'm praying for you, you, and you in the name of the Almighty. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I pray for you, Cheryl. I'm just getting to let somebody just speak to me and just pray. I pray for Jeff. I'm praying for Jeff. I'm praying for Robert. I'm praying for Brother Wayne and Brother Kenneth. Just pray. Somebody just went to hospital. Somebody just to heal and deliver right now. Oh, have a good time. 2022, get ready. Oh, let me ring the bell. I'll see how I am here. Get ready. Well, have a good time.
back, put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on.